fire breaks out at medical facility. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A Rhode Island Respiratory Rehabilitation Center, the scene of a fire Thursday night. At least 24 patients hospitalized. Russia accused of creating false flag to justify possible Ukraine invasion.
Pentagon said that Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved false flag operations, the creation of videos using actors that pose as Ukrainians using U.S. weapons to kill Russians. Russia has repeatedly accused the U.S. of hysteria over the situation in Ukraine and reacted angrily to the U.S. decision to send 3,000 troops to allies in Eastern Europe, saying the move is a destructive step.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. ISIS leader killed in U.S. Special Ops Forces raid in northern Syria Wednesday night.
The overnight raid in northwest Syria targeted ISIS leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi. U.S. Special Forces were on the ground for 2 hours. Al-Qurashi detonated a massive explosive device, killing himself and his family. The president chose a ground operation rather than an airstrike to protect innocent lives in the home.
And it sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
There was a $10 million reward for information about al-Qurashi's location. It is unclear if anyone will receive that reward.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard in Washington. Kentucky taking a winter storm pounding Thursday.
Thousands are without power across the state of Kentucky, and state police are responding to dozens of weather-related crashes as ice coats the central U.S. In Paducah, a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and a chance of snow continues to make driving conditions worse.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Paducah, Kentucky. Johns Hopkins reporting U.S. COVID deaths at nearly 900,000. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Federal judge receiving criticism for requesting a lawyer remove his mask during court proceedings.
The group Fix the Court has filed a complaint accusing 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Jerry Smith of violating the code of conduct for U.S. judges. This for insisting a Justice Department lawyer remove his mask at a hearing last month. When the judge made the request, attorney Josh Koppel responded, "I prefer to leave it on." Smith retorted, "We would prefer that you remove it. Thank you." Fix the Court asserts Smith violated part of the conduct code stating judges should be patient, dignified, respectful, and courteous to lawyers. The complaint will be reviewed by the court's chief judge.
Stocks taking a beating today, especially Facebook.
Facebook's parent company Meta takes a historic plunge, dragging down other tech stocks and the market. The tech-heavy Nasdaq dived 538 points or 3.7%. The Dow dropped 518 points. And the S&P 500 lost 112. Meta's disappointing financial forecast sent its shares into a tailspin and cost the company more than $230 billion in market value. That's the biggest one-day loss in history for any U.S. company. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Amazon increasing the price of one of its most used services.
The e-commerce giant is increasing the price of Prime, with the annual fee of its membership costing $139 a year from $119. The monthly fee will go from $12.99 to $14.99. Price changes will go into effect February the 18th, and for current Prime members, the price will apply after March the 25th on the date of their next renewal. The price hikes will help Amazon offset some of its costs that have gone up over the past several quarters due to labor shortages, higher wages, supply chain issues, and additional shipping expenses.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The last Amazon Prime rate hike, 2018. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.